Tonight is the eve of the feast of Pentecost Sunday, Saturday, May 17th, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island.
Thank you. Go ahead, roll quick, roll quick. Come turn around. Everybody turn around. Turn around.
Yeah, you want to
turn around, Bronco?
This is up here.
Where's the civic
center? Over there.
We'll face it that way.
Well,
all right.
Face it that way?
Face toward the church.
Face toward the church. All right. Come back this way. Away from the tree. Away from the tree. Go back a little. Come back this way. Come back.
Be careful.
All right, come back. Away from the tree. Come back. Come back.
What do you want to
say? Now, turn your left a little.
Take a look at the floor.
many. No, my child. It is not the will of the Father to go to the cross. It is the will of Satan, the father of all liars, who will dispense with you by sending you to the cross, my children. Be patient. Pray with perseverance. The Eternal Father has a plan. Your discomfort, your suffering, will bring many to the kingdom of the Father, eternal. My child, we allowed you to suffer the cross of illness because you did not read your photographs well. We have asked you not to place yourself in a position to be on public view excessively. We have cautioned you to retire to a life of prayer and meditation. We do not wish you to set about yourself defending your motives, my child. The truth will speak for itself as a fact. You will pray much for your clergy. There will soon come upon you a great day of grace, as it was in my day upon earth, my child. So it will dawn a day of great grace to mankind. The Eternal Father settles the Holy Spirit upon you all. My child, you will meet with great opposition. You are meeting with great opposition from our clergy, but do not take it upon yourself to judge who has fallen by the wayside. You will give the message from heaven to all. I repeat a simple lesson, my child, to you. Do not expect nor accept your reward upon earth. For then your reward will be great in heaven with the Father eternal. Be light of heart, my child. Proceed with perseverance, courage, and fortitude. This the Eternal Father sends to you on this great day. You will well understand the value of prayer in the days ahead. Know that Satan seeks to stop the prayers. Prayer is your greatest weapon, my children, now, against the forces of evil that are set upon you. My child, Veronica, you will make it known to our children upon earth the value of prayer in the beads of prayer, your rosary. Know that mankind must carry these beads individually and as a group. It is an act of penance to all. Mankind uses the word indulgence, my child. We call this grace. Your prayers are powerful, my child, more so than you can ever understand. They will be gathered and used to relieve the suffering souls in purgatory. They will be gathered and used to bring many from this place of waiting into the eternal joy of the kingdom of the Father. Your journey upon earth is but of a short time for all. Every man shall be tested. The word of God the Father is eternal and will go throughout the world. And sadly, my child, we are heading to a great climax. Now Our Lady is coming over by the tree. Oh, I'm so happy. My child, did you not think that I would abandon you in your trials? Yes, I am always on the sacred ground in the will of the Father, but I shall not abandon you, for I know that a fence has been set upon you as a test of perseverance and fortitude.
The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple.
My son, have you all my children in his heart? Your tears, your pleas, and even your joy does not go by unnoticed by the eternal Father, my Son, and the Spirit. Our Lady wants me to explain, she said, that the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. My child, make it known again. I repeat myself that we have not finished our work upon earth, my child. Make it known to mankind that there is much error set upon them, a great delusion in teaching. The children, my child, must be gathered. We find the children and those entering into their adulthood falling away from the truth, my child. Please, won't you help us gather our little sheep? As time goes on, my child, you will find the metal scarce to make the beads of prayer. I have instructed you to place the strands of cloth and strands of string, as you call it, my child, together, and you can fashion a wonderful bead of prayer. You will take the beads between your fingers, my child, and knot the pieces of string to form another. Our Lady now is holding about 3 sections of what looks like string. I guess you'd call it string or rope. And Our Lady now is twisting the 3 into a rope-like form. And now Our Lady is smiling. She's very happy making this rosary for us. Oh, now Our Lady is placing them across her legs. left finger, the strings already joined together, and she's tying them in a bow-like fashion and pulling it on, and it does make a beautiful little pearl-like bead. Oh. Now our lady is talking very softly. I can barely hear her words. My child, you will repeat this 10 times, and then double your bead to make one in honor of the Father. Oh, Our Lady means the Our Father bead. You will make this by joining the cloth doubly together in a knot. You see, my child, you can't even use your fingers in an emergency when you do not have the material to pray. But it's not a prayer of repetition without meaning, Our Rosary, my children. It is a prayer that as you pray, you will be surrounded by an awe of peace and holiness. You will find yourself coming closer to the Eternal Father in spirit. Pray many rosaries, my children. In your charity, gather them for the poor souls who have not learned of our deeds of prayer. Yes, my child, there are many who do not know of the deeds of prayer. Won't you, in your charity, send them throughout the earth? Man, in his arrogance, my child, will reject much of the message from heaven. In his blindness of spirit, in the deep darkness that has been set upon earth's children, they will reject this message because they will meet it with force and why, my child, because they do not wish to change, preferring the ways of the world and the modes of mankind. Oh, my children, how much longer will the Father give you to rescue your soul? My children, go to your pastors, the shepherds of our flock. Tell them that your mother from heaven cries tears. It truly rains teardrops from heaven. Tell them, my children, be messengers of the Eternal Father, that a great warning will soon come upon mankind. And if mankind does not change, there will be death prevailing upon your earth. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption, my child. You cannot expect, my child, your robe to be not filled with thorns. It is truly the way of the cross. Pick up your cross, my children. Pick them up and carry them for my son. And your reward will be great for the Eternal Father. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. Prayer is your greatest weapon against the forces of darkness, the forces of evil. Have pity upon your brothers and sisters who have fallen into the darkness. While Our Lady is coming down to the tree, oh, she has such beautiful little slippers upon her feet. Oh, Our Lady is dressed all in white, and she has two long strands of golden trim, a braid-like trim around her cloak, and her cloak fell from her head down to the tips of her beautiful little slippers. They're not a sandal-like now. They look like white slippers with a very small rose. I would call it a rosette upon each slipper toe. Our lady is carrying her beautiful large white rosary, the white beads with the golden Our Father. Oh, it's the most beautiful rosary I have ever seen. The colors, as Our Lady is turning now, she's smiling and looking down. Now Our Lady is looking over to our left side. She does look very sad. I guess Our Lady can't see something. Oh, yes, Our Lady is pointing down. And she's now taking her rosary and taking her crucifix, the cross, the golden, beautiful golden cross, and making the sign of the cross upon the people. Now Our Lady is moving back. She's just floating. Oh, Our Lady can move. She doesn't have to walk. She's just carried right back, as though she was being carried by the wind. And St. Michael, oh, I see Michael. He is so big. He's truly a warrior of heaven and a guardian for Our Lady. Now Michael is bending over, and his voice is booming so loud that, oh, my ears feel like they're going to burst. My child, I am not but a guardian of the Father, the eternal kingdom, and the Queen of Heaven, but I am also a guardian of the children upon earth. I am the guardian of the houses throughout the world of God. The church is my child, but many have forgotten this. Now Our Lady is smiling, and she's looking down. My child, yes, you must shout it from the rooftop. Michael must be entered into the houses of God throughout the world. Now behind Our Lady is pointing up to the sky. Oh, and I see so many people coming down now, and they're standing by Our Lady. All there are men and women and small children. Our Lady is saying, you see, my children, these are the saints in heaven. They were once among you and have won their crowns through perseverance, prayer, and sacrifice. Their example should be followed, for they will lead you to the kingdom of God the Father, the eternal kingdom of joy, peace, and reward, a reward far beyond all that your human mind could comprehend, my children. Will you bargain away this reward for the few short years, my children, you have upon earth? Satan has set much before you upon earth to entice you to take your soul into the abyss with him. Oh, my poor little children, you are being misled. Evil man has set himself to take the knowledge of the existence of Satan from among you. Parents, please, my children, be a good example to your children. Teach them that there is a heaven, the eternal kingdom of God the Father. Teach them that there is a purgatory, a sorrowful place of waiting and suffering. However, there is a small joy of knowledge, my child, that one will one day be taken from this place of waiting and suffering to enter spotlessly clean, and their robes washed by my son into the kingdom eternal forever and ever with the Father eternal. easy. It will be set with frustration, with trial, with suffering. It is truly the way of the cross, my child. Were it otherwise, I would surely tell you so. Your men of great learning upon earth, my child, have risen to the heights of heaven with their arrogance, their pride, and their satanic diversion. They have risen far beyond what the Father would call a safety line for mankind. As in the days past, man is following the road of a fallen angel. The Eternal Father cannot accept into the kingdom of heaven, man who does not repent of his arrogance, his pride, his false teachings, and his sin. No man shall enter the kingdom of a father unless he repents of his pride, his arrogance. Does penance now, while there is time. The abyss is open wide and daily, my children, claiming many young. Who has the responsibility for the fall of these young souls? False teachers, false parents, birthing a child and not following the path of the Eternal Father? Then parents, you who resort to murder of your young, do you think the Father will not strike you down? You shall not enter the kingdom of heaven unless you repent of your sin of murder. Your city, New York, my child, will be struck down. My child, I am not setting fear into your heart. I feel your trembling. I know your heart, my child. But you are an instrument of the Father, and as such, I depend on you, my child, to transmit to our children on earth much of what is to happen in the near future. Remember, my child, your guardian, Michael, has warned you in the past that the future is now. Man has not balanced the scale to the satisfaction of the Eternal Father. He is a God, my child, of mercy. He is patient, ever suffering. But all will not enter into the kingdom of the Father. Yes, my child. Each time I see a sheep being lost forever to us, I cry until my tears have become tears of blood. I would be willing, as your mother, to wash you in my blood for your salvation. My son washed you in his blood for your salvation. Are there not enough among you to make penance, do penance and sacrifice for your brothers? The few who will remain after the great chastisement will join my son in setting up the kingdom. You are now being separated as sheep from the goats by trial. It is the way The battle against Satan. Your world has been given to Satan for a short duration. You have each individual soul still living upon earth will be given the choice to join the kingdom of the Father or surrender himself to Satan and the kingdom of the prince of darkness and damnation and sorrow and forevermore. As we go throughout the world, my children, we see many who are called dead. Better that they die in the body and be cleansed of the soul than to live in the body and die in the spirit. What does it befit a man, nor benefit a man, if he gains the riches of the whole world and bargain and give away his soul to Satan? There will be gnashing of teeth, much woe set upon the earth, for Satan and his agents are unchained. Make it known, my child, the urgency of your times. You are living now the latter days. Awaken our sleeping pastors. You are living now the latter days. Have you made your choice already, my pastors? Have you sold your souls to get to the head? Now Our Lady is sitting down. Oh, Our Lady is sitting on the rock and she's crying. Oh. Now Our Lady is raising her hands to her face and she's crying. Now Our Lady is looking up. And I don't know how to comfort you, dear mother, except your suffering, my child. There is only in suffering that you can join me as a companionable spirit. It is only in suffering, my child, that you will feel compassion for your brothers and sisters. The time is now, my child. The forces of evil against the forces of light, father against son, mother against daughter, bishop against bishop, and cardinal against cardinal, with Satan setting himself among them. Remain in the light. I, my child, bring you with my son the light. My son wishes that I place my mantle of refuge over you all. I promise you, my children, that I will not abandon you in your trials. Your country is entering into a time of great trial and suffering. No man, no woman, no child shall escape this suffering. There will come a time, my child, when prayer shall strengthen you and give you the hope, the faith, and the charity to live in a world.
complete darkness of spirit. No, my child, but as the world rejected my son when he came with the truth, so will you, my child, be rejected by many. This, my child, is the heavy cross I spoke to you often of. You will find your comfort, my child, in the many who we will send to you to be your arms in this battle. There are light candles of truth throughout the world, in various places, in various nations of your world. You will find the candles of light. Join them, my children, for united you will stand, and divided you will fall to the enemies of God. Unite in a constant vigil of prayer, knowing that the eventual victory is with the light and the truth. Well, hell and Satan will fight against the kingdom of the Father. He will fall and be cast with his agents into the pit of damnation, fire, and chains to nevermore. Tempt our children and take them into the abyss with him. My son, the eternal Father and the Spirit have deemed the time, the places, and the hour for the final battle. No date will be given to you, my child, to give to the world. Preparedness, be ready at all times, for you do not know the day nor the hour. I have promised that you would not meet your trial without warning or knowledge. Those who have given themselves to the eternal Father in heaven in love and dedication will find that they will go through these trials and survive in spirit and body much better, my child, than those who have rejected the light. To a life of prayer, meditation, and penance. You do not have to engross yourself in reading periodicals or worldly readings. The Spirit of Truth will be given to you by the Eternal Father. I bless you, my children, with the graces necessary for conversion, cures of the body and spirit, and victory over the forces of evil. And our Lady is extending her beautiful golden crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And Our Lady now is opening her hand. Oh, Our Lady is holding the most beautiful rose. Oh, I have never seen colors like this rose. I can't describe it. It's sort of a fuchsia rose, but it has a gleam about it that would be almost called a golden light coming out of the colors. Oh, it's just beautiful. Our Lady is bending over. My child, you cannot describe it, for it has been made in heaven. Oh. my child and my children, and great perseverance. I cannot promise you that you will not be set to trial. But know that no evil is ever triumphant. The Eternal Father will turn all evil to good and work with this evil to convert an arrogant nation. Pray, my children, much a constant vigilance of prayer. The Father, the Eternal Father, has a plan for you all. I bless you with the shield of the Immaculate Conception, my children, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, Blessed Mother, oh, so beautiful. Our Lady is moving over now to the other side of the tree. Oh, do not be concerned, my child, that you have this trial of waiting outside the sacred grounds. The day will come when you will be back upon the grounds. But you must now go with the plan of the Eternal Father. Patience, my child. Oh. Our Lady did not seem very upset about the condition. I mean, she of not being able to go on to the shrine grounds. Our Lady said there's a reason for this, which we will know in time. So now I do feel much better in my own human feelings, knowing that I did not fail in the mission from heaven. It is the plan of the Eternal Father that we will follow. And we will be, like St. Teresa said, as little toys in his hands, maybe even as a rubber ball that he can bounce when he thinks it's necessary. We give ourselves to our dear Jesus to be used as his little toys. The only thing I do say is, dear Jesus, don't forget to return these toys with you to heaven. Now, coming down now. Oh, dear Saint Teresa. Oh, now Teresa has on a long gown, you know, habit, and she has a cord-like belt about her waist with a very large set of rosy beads, but they're a black color. They're very large beads and dark. And now Teresa is smiling. I don't understand French. All I can hear now, Teresa is saying, you see, my child, I did love my simple deeds. I did not accept anything that was of worldly nature if I could find a substitute. Poverty, my children, have you forgotten the need for poverty? There were bounds, my children, of piety and poverty. Have they been cast aside now to follow the evil mode of modernism? My dear sisters, the convents, there are not many of my sisters left. Why? Because they do not pray enough, my child. Our Lady is joining St. Teresa. Our Lady said they do not pray enough, my child. It was Our Lady's voice. Now, St. Teresa. Oh, Teresa is moving over by Our Lady. And now Our Lady is taking her hand. Oh, it's so nice. Oh. And Teresa is bending over. Yes, Veronica, my sister. This is our beautiful mother. And one day, you and all from the veil, my sisters and my brothers. Oh, you would not want to return to earth anymore. There is a joy and beauty far beyond what any human mind could comprehend. I am with you always, Veronica, my sister, because our mother and our Jesus have sent me to you to work with you to save souls. That is why you will recognize my pheasants with the roses. Yes? Our Lady wills that I remain with you for a while, for there is much work to do to outwit Satan in his plan to capture the children of the Eternal Father, our brothers and sisters. We must work now. Work fast, my sister, to remove the errors in teachings, the false doctrines of modernism and humanism set upon the hearts and minds of mankind. Many are misled, my sister, but you must come with us and see the great errors in teaching of modernism and humanism. Now, Teresa and Our Lady are moving over, and they're pointing up into the sky. It's like watching a movie up there, because I can see now there are buildings. Oh, I can see young men walking out of the buildings, so they must be like monasteries or seminaries. Now Our Lady is standing over by the door of one and watching as these young men are walking out. And Teresa is now walking over by Our Lady by the door, and she's turning around. I'm going with them. Oh, I'm right by the door. Veronica, my sister, look how they are dressing. Would you recognize them as dedicated brothers of the Father Eternal? Oh. And what are they teaching in the classroom? Oh, my sister, you must tell the world, all the children of earth and the Eternal Father, that they are teaching heresy. Oh, that's untruth. Satan is deluding many and poisoning their minds. Heresy, oh, mortal heresy. Now Teresa is wiping her eyes. Now she's very upset. Our sisters do not wear the beautiful garments. Our sisters now paint themselves. Oh, our sisters now curl their hair. They are no longer dedicated to the Spirit. They have become no longer the brides of Christ, but the misses of the world. Oh, my sister, will you not send a writing to them quickly before it is too late? They must change their ways now, where they offend the Father much. They must come out of the world and retire into the Spirit. All dedicated with vocations must retire from this world that has been given to Satan. They must live lives of the Spirit, for you cannot be of the world and of the Spirit, for you will accept one and deny the other, and the forces of evil, of Antichrist in your world, my sisters and brothers, are poisoning the minds of many. They also come as angels of light, but they have the hearts of wolves, ready to spring and devour. They are agents of hell. They come in human form. Were you to see them in their normal form as devils, my sisters and brothers. You would not be far for their wiles, but they come as angels of light in human form. Don't you recognize the faces of evil about you? You must ask the shepherds and pastors of the world, as our mother said, Veronica, to turn now and teach the truth to the children. They are starving of the spirit of life. They must be taught to pray more. Prayer is no longer a way of life. Prayer must be returned to the homes and the churches of the world and the schools and the public and private lives of all the children of God, my brothers and sisters. If you pray more, you will learn to love prayer. It will become a way of life that you cannot turn from, for it will give you something that you have never found in the world. Turn, my child, to the right, for there is one approaching who is not of the spirit of light. I tell you this, do not be affrighted, for it is the plan of Satan to remove you, but it is not the time, so do not be affrighted. You now, my child, pray with your friends of heaven, and join now the children of earth in prayer, and wait for my son to come to you with a message from the eternal Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope, to thee do we cry, the banished children of Eve. To thee we set up our sighs, mourning and weeping in the valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, that eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of promises of Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Lady said now to put down your microphone. I share now with you the forces of evil are gathered, and they just are passing out papers. That is a summons to appear in court again. I will say, in my human nature, it's getting a little monotonous. they are now testing for the right to prayer and peaceful assembly. However, this will be another opportunity to bring the message of heaven to everyone. Our Lady said tonight that many means are used by the Eternal Father in heaven to reach more souls. Now, if we try going to court, if we can reach one more soul by going to court, then we are doing the work of the Eternal Father. Because the news and the newsprint and the notoriety given by these agents of Satan that are using these means, our Father turns this to good. He will use all of the evil that Satan forces upon all of us. I mean, he doesn't force it upon our spirits, but he sends agents to attack us in many devious ways. However, the Father is using all this to rescue more souls. So do not be discouraged. Accept their papers if your name is upon them, because we do want the world to have an opportunity to know the truth. And this is the opportunity that I myself have been awaiting. I asked Our Lady to let me know when it is time to speak out and tell the truth. And now I will, and the world will now hear this truth, not just the few that we have been able to reach with our small means of printing and everything, but with a worldwide coverage in the newspapers. I know now why the Eternal Father allows Satan to do this, because it's quite funny in a way they will now do what we have been trying for years to do. Reach more people throughout the world. Because I guarantee before this case and this judgment is completely fulfilled, the coming into court of the coming week, we will win over the forces of evil. What's that pushing?
I don't know. They just trying to get
my father has to get it.
I got mine.
All right.
My father got one.
Between mankind and the Eternal Father. Do not come. and bargain with the world. No man can have both the world and the spirit. When the world and my churches throughout your world are united, know that the end is at hand. The Eternal Father will not have the world come into his house. For the flesh and the devil have nothing in common with the spirit. Take yourself away from this aura of damnation, desecration, abomination. You who know you are following the path to perdition, come out of your darkness now. I do not have to give your names in trust to our messengers throughout the world. In charity, I do not expose you before the nations. However, the time will come when you will expose yourselves before the nations. The world and my church will not unite as one, for there is nothing in common with flesh and the devil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Holy Mary,
my child, Satan does great battle upon earth. The grace will be given to you to withstand the Holocaust that will be sent upon mankind. My hand grows heavy. How long shall I extend it and not descend it upon you? My mother has gone throughout your world crying tears, tears that fall upon a degenerate and ungrateful generation. Come out of your darkness now. For there will be sent upon you a great warning of great magnitude. There will be sent upon you a chastisement. No flesh shall escape. Are you ready to accept the rewards of your foul deeds? My shepherds, your sheep are straying. They are dying. They are starving for truth. Return to a life of dedication. Return to a life of perseverance and trial, and not give yourselves to the enemies of your God. Return to a life of true charity and prayer. You cannot bargain with the Father in heaven. You may bargain with Satan and lose. You will bargain with Satan and lose. You are receiving a merciful warning. And should this warning not stir you from your slumber, you will shake, be shaken from your slumber. My children of grace, despair not in your present crisis. Go forward with great hope. Retain the faith in your hearts, in the hearts of your children. Extend in charity and love this faith to others. Give, and it will be given to you. Bring the little children to me. I will nourish them with the light. Now Jesus is extending his hand out, and like this with his fingers, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking down, and I see he looks very sad. There must be something going on, because Jesus looks very sad. But he's placing his hands over, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And now Our Lady is brushing her hand across her eyes. I know she's very sad. But she's smiling. Her smile is one of hope. Hope that these hardened hearts, my child, Our Lady now is asking me to repeat, I hear you, Mother. I hear you. Hope that the hardened hearts, my children, will be softened and opened so that the light can penetrate and take away the darkness. Pray for them, my children, you who have the charity and love that is a part of your union with my Son. Pray for them. For each one, my children, can be rescued if you pray for them and do penance for them. Satan, in his strongest hold upon them, will make them fight against you, but you must never give up in your prayers and dedication to save these souls. Pray a constant vigilance, my children. My Son is with you even unto the end of time as you know it. I am with you always. I am with you when you call me. My Son is with you. Gather the graces that you have in abundance now. You will find the search for them becoming more difficult in the future. Gather them and treasure them. These graces are given by your visits to my Son in the tabernacle of the world. These graces are given when you pray with purpose of indulgence. Expiate the time you would spend in purgatory now. Now, my children, while you are upon earth still, many will die soon. Many will go unprepared. I beg you, as your mother, I beg you in the light to come out of the darkness now. Our Lady now is blessing us with her cross. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in me.